It's Josh and Maddie on Ballarat, Power 103.1.
Today, very big news in the world, really. World Health Organization's final report into the origin of COVID-19 is due today. And I know everyone's kind of holding their breath on this one of how it came about. Was it made in a factory?
Who knows?
It in the wet market?
Who knows?
Someone who hopefully will be knowing of what's going on is Liz Hayes, because her show Under Investigation is going to be exploring this topic tonight, and she joins us on the phone. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Were you surprised about how an investigation like this actually happens?
In terms of the WHO, World Health Organization, going in and being allowed to look around in Wuhan, is that what you mean?
Yeah, so obviously it originated over 12 months ago now, so how do they go back this time and be try to work out everything from long ago?
Well, I think the WHO would argue that they go back, they seek data and records from hospitals and laboratories and speak to leading health experts in China and hope to come to a conclusion from what they glean from that trip. But look, I think there are a couple of issues. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is criticised heavily for not wanting to, in the past, upset China. So the word independent is being argued as to whether they're the right people to do that. And, of course, then there's the situation whether China has been completely transparent to those investigating. So will we find the answer? Well, that's up for debate.
I was curious, watching past episodes, when you're sitting at the table around with the other investigators, sometimes you'll have conversations with them and you'll say stuff. Did you ever say something or just put a thought out there where the investigators went, oh, actually, yeah, that might be something? Did you ever contribute to the investigation?
Well, I think they're the experts is the point.
Yeah.
I often contribute, I must say, to thoughts and ideas, but I don't hang on to my own expertise in this regard too much. What I found fascinating in talking tonight to these experts is there is very definitely question marks over a lab leak. There are very definitely questions over that.
Yeah.
And there are very different questions over the WHO and its ability to find out where this virus came from.
Hopefully we'll actually get an answer someday. It might not be today, but in some point in the future. Now, bringing this back to home a little bit, obviously you get to work with these amazing investigators who really know what they are doing. Have you picked up any techniques that you could share with some parents listening as to how to investigate crimes in their own house, like who drew on the wall, who ate the last cookie, etc.?
Torture doesn't work anymore, does it?
Yeah, you've got to do some profiling, I think. You look at your kids, you've got to decide, okay, what's their personality? How likely are they to have been the one to do that? I think you've got to separate them, quietly question them.
Right.
You know, there are all sorts of techniques.
Awesome. Well, the series is very, very exciting, and it's very, I'm not sure if you are, Liz, but I'm not sure if there's been anything done like this on television before. I'm not sure. Do you think?
No, it hasn't, because we went out of our way to see what else was out there, and we came up with this idea ourselves and thought, well, it was worthwhile giving it a shot, because I think it's intriguing listening and bringing experts around a table and listening to how they come up with answers to some of these tricky questions. But hopefully it's not done in a way where you all yawn and go to bed.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I mean, it is on a little bit late at night, but it is very interesting. Obviously, it's stuff that the kiddies shouldn't be watching anyways. Under Investigation does return tonight after maths. Liz, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. 100% Ballarat.